March 25th. In nomine Domini. And I finally take you up again, sweet gospel, the holy following of my master along the ways of Palestine. After performing all the acts of obedience, I resume you, or, rather, you resume me. I don't know if there is anyone reflecting on the unspoken, but very instructive lesson the Lord provides with his silences, caused by three different motives. 1. Mercy towards the weakness of the sick, and at times utterly dying, spokesman. 2. The punishment of silence for those behaving badly as regards to his gift. 3. The lesson he is giving me, and this is what I want to talk about, on the duty of obeying always, even if it is an act of obedience which may strike us as inferior to the work we are suspending on that account. Oh, it is not easy to be voices. One always lives in the continual exercise of vigilance and obedience. And Jesus, master as he is of the world, does not allow the act of obedience being performed by his instrument to be contravened when the act has been indicated by someone with the authority to indicate it. In these days I had to obey in doing the things which Father Magliarini had told me to do. They were rather bureaucratic, and thus rather bothersome. But Jesus never intervened, because I had to obey. And exactly, totally, as Azariah said in his explanation of Holy Mass. But now, having done everything, I can contemplate you, O my Lord.